Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We're back with Gene and Chris on the Paracast this week. As you know, Chris has taken a couple of weeks off, and he's back raring to go. A little bit later, we expect to hear from Burnt State. But this is one of those Shop Talk episodes that we do every year or so, and the last one was in March of 2014. So we felt this was the time, this was the place. Now, in last week's episode of After the Paracast, which you can't get unless you join Paracast Plus, in last week's episode, Chris was on, and he mentioned plans to have a memorial fund to raise funds for this webcam project in honor of his late brother, Brendan O'Brien. Chris, can you give me some ideas as to what you're hoping for here?
Well, it costs money to have a robust internet connection, with up to 7 cameras. You know, we're going to have to somehow generate some cash to pay for this. So what we've, kind of kicked around the idea of having a memorial fund set up with a Kickstarter campaign or a GoFundMe type of effort to go ahead and generate the amount of cash that's going to take to at least get this thing up and running for a couple of years to demonstrate its viability. I think once we get it up and functioning and we do gain some quality data, I think groundswell support will, I think will ensue, and we'll have, I think we'll have more interest in funding than we know what to do with. But obviously, we have to demonstrate the viability of the project. We have to gain some irrefutable, unequivocal data that can be analyzed by science, and it won't be able to be shot down. If it's a kind of data that I think is ready to be gathered in the San Luis Valley, one of our wonderful hotspot areas here in North America, will demonstrate the viability of the project. And it's quite simple. You know, in order to get funded, you need to show that you have something worth funding. It's a catch-22. So I think with a memorial fund, my brother was very instrumental in my process for many years in the San Luis Valley and throughout my life. And, I feel like an 8-armed octopus that is all of a sudden missing a limb without him. He was the most important person in my life, my only family. It's been really tough dealing with his loss, especially so quickly. You don't normally, 3 weeks is just not enough time to prepare for a loss like that. And I think that this would be a great tribute to his memory and to all the wonderful time and effort and energy he put in to help me in my project. I think at the very least we can do is memorialize his wonderful efforts and his life in this way. So there you go, and that's kind of the long and the short of it, Gene.
Well, here's the thing that I think our listeners should understand. Chris and I have been talking for a long time about the fact that very little real research is being done in the UFO field. Precious little. They collect sightings. They hold conferences. They get involved in reality TV shows where no investigation occurs. It doesn't exist. And now Chris has got this project in honor of his late brother where he's trying to raise funds to do real research, record the presence of weird phenomena, give you some tools to investigate this thing. I don't think this has ever been done anywhere in the world. I haven't heard
of it. It's not a webcam, Gene. It's a triangulated array of cameras. It's a minimum of 4 cameras, an all-sky cam in the middle at you know, in the center of a triangle array of cameras. The All Sky Cam sees the entire sky, essentially. And if an event occurs that triggers the parameters necessary to record on motion, to detect, you know, motion, first of all, and then record on motion, then all three cameras are given that quadrant data, and they all swing around and they all triangulate in on the event. This has never been done. And with three separate triangulated camera views plus the initial all-sky cam triggering data, this is science. This is where we have to go in this realm. Unless no one is ever going to take this subject seriously unless we can demonstrate with the scientific method beyond repute, demonstrate that these events are real, these objects are real, they actually take up time and space in our reality and can be measured. And anything less than that, you know, Jacques Vallée saying, oh, we need this, hey, we need this international database that we can correlate sightings and blah, 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 blah. That's all bunk. Anecdotal data is not going to tell you anything. Sorry, Jacques, but that is not where this field should go. This field should go for hard data monitoring, real-time, you know, irrefutable hard data monitoring. Take it away, Gene.
No, I agree. I use the word webcam only to simplify it. Obviously, it's a lot more of a sophisticated system. The key is here is that you're doing something and trying to do something that isn't being done. And I agree 100% with you that just collecting more sightings is not going to solve anything. Because how many sightings do you need to prove that UFOs exist, that there is a phenomenon out there that we cannot identify? How many? One or two. You have tens and tens of thousands. Plus, you have all these crazy red herrings like the Roswell slides, about which I'll speak later, that just start people going off in tangents. You know, just like people chasing men in black back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, you know. Are men in black going to solve this problem? Even if they're not intelligence people, if they're private people, if they are even paranormal creatures, you're not going to capture them. You're not going to be able to tase them or get them or have them arrested. It's not going to happen. So even if men in black are real, it doesn't solve the UFO mystery. It doesn't tell you what Bigfoot is. And that's the problem with the UFO field. All of these red herrings keep coming up over and over again. Now, as far as doing Kickstarter or GoFundMe, we're hoping that you, some of you out there, are skilled at doing this, because this is one of the things where we get one shot to tell the story, for Chris to explain exactly what he has in mind, what it's going to cost, what the potential benefits are, and we hope that maybe someone out there who has done fundraising can get in touch with us over at the Paracast and give us some ideas, help us draw up the campaign. The key here is he's going to be as careful as possible, Chris, in defining all the things that he needs. And I've seen huge amounts of money raised on GoFundMe for silly things, okay? Silly purposes. I mentioned some in After the Paracast, and I won't mention one particular case there, but I mean silly things. Whereas people who are sick and need money for medical care, not always getting the money. If it's something that gets attention in the press, you know, even if it's not serious attention, sometimes that brings in money. But this is something with a serious scientific purpose. It could overhaul UFO research once and for all, after all these years. Get something solid done. So if you have any ideas, contact us. Every page at theparacast.com or forum.theparacast.com has a contact us link. You click or tap that link, send us a message, tell us how you can help in drawing up the presentation for the campaign, and this way we can get it done. As I said, you know, you don't get multiple times to try this out. It has to work the first time, and after all these years, we need to get somewhere off where we are now, because the field is in a rut. We'll talk more about that in our next segment. We'll also tell you how to get after the PowerCast if you haven't done so already. It's a Shop Talk episode with Gene and Chris. Burnt State will be over later. You're in
the PowerCast.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
This is our Shop Talk episode. We do this every 6 months or a year, and we haven't done it since March of 2014 with Gene and Chris. A bit later, Burns State. Very knowledgeable gentleman who comes from way up north in Canada is going to journey into the show and give us his points of view. But right now, We were talking about this process here where Chris is trying to raise funds for this network of cameras, and I won't use the term webcam anymore, or I will maybe the next time, and he'll correct me, which can possibly be instrumental in finding solid evidence of the reality of UFOs and other things, checking the goings-on in the Mysterious Valley. Now, I mentioned After the Paracast, because that's our second radio show. And it's available only on a subscription basis as part of the Paracast Plus package. So here's how you get it. You go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com, and all you have to do is sign up for our subscription, Paracast Plus. You get After the Paracast, you get the Paracast ad-free, higher-resolution copy. That's two things so far. And we have video projects that will be available soon, plus other stuff. And we're preparing exclusive interviews for After the Paracast that won't be part of the Paracast for various reasons, such as they're too short or too specialized. Regardless, go to plus.theparacast.com, and here's a special deal. If you subscribe for 1 year or 5 years, you get a copy of Stalking the Tricksters, the ebook version that Chris O'Brien has generously donated. plus.theparacast.com. Let's continue our discussions. Of course, we were talking about the problems in the UFO field, about the fact that real investigation doesn't really happen. It's just collecting a lot of stories, a lot of anecdotal data, and whether you have one sighting, 100, or 10 million, do you get any more evidence? I don't know. Now, we've talked about in the past the Roswell slides. That's, of course, the discovery of these two slides, Kodachrome slides, that depict something that may or may not be the corpse of an alien being. We can't tell. Now, there's going to be an event in Mexico City. It's happening in May. I think it's May 5th, right, Chris?
I believe so. Actually, it's the same day I'm going to be speaking at Adams State University up in Colorado.
And I'll tell you which one I suggest you go to. And it's not Mexico City. On the other hand, a fellow named Miguel, who we all know as Red Pill Junkie, who's a terrifically knowledgeable blogger on all things paranormal, he will be there, and he assures me he'll report back as to what happened. So we'll have Red Pill Junkie joining us to...
I couldn't think of a better person to be attending that particular soiree.
Well, he's the kind of guy who will figure out what's really going on and get a real assessment about what this stuff is. And I still think it's nonsense. I still think it's a lot of nonsense. I still think that it's being oversold. And that's the biggest problem I have with it. And Chris, you could agree or disagree. I think if there's something real there, why do we have to go through all this nonsense to oversell this possible piece of evidence of something or other? Let the story be told on the basis of the analysis of the slides and what the slides show. Don't prejudge it. Don't hype it. Because when you do, it's like Microsoft used to do with their vaporware, where they'd advertise a new product and it never shows up. That kind of thing. What's your point, Chris?
I have no point. To me, it's just a bunch of hype. And, you know, there's so many people are excited about this. And I just can't for the life of me figure out why. I don't think that there's a snowball chance in hell that this is going to be anything significant. I don't think that there's a snowball chance in hell that it can be in any way, shape, or form tied to the Roswell event. I think it's just a lot of wishful thinking. I think it's people greedy that see, you know, a chance to make a fast buck. It's like Richard Hoagland. I couldn't believe it. I remember he after the Phoenix Lights incident hit the airwaves and got some notoriety, he rented some big auditorium and charged $100 a head for a conference and featured Vance Davis of the Gulf Breeze Six. If some of our listeners remember the Gulf Breeze Six, some Ouija board wielding ex-military members claiming the world's going to end, blah, blah, blah. And he touted Vance Davis, one of these erstwhile military members, as his Masonic scholar. was up there on the dais with him, explaining all things, you know, that had to do with the symbolism of the Phoenix Lights event. And to me, it this whole Roswell slide thing falls into the same kind of category. And you know, Don Schmidt, Tom Carey, Jaime Masson, you know, good luck, guys. You know, you're never going to be able to, if this thing falls flat on its face, as I predict it will, all your efforts, all your years of work are going to be flushed down the toilet, and shame on you.
After all, think of the stakes here. If they're staking their reputations on this, and it turns out to be a red herring, what then? Now, let me give you another piece of information that came out this week. Now, we know Kevin Randall, who's been an occasional guest on the show, has a blog called A Different Perspective at kevinrandall.blogspot.com. That's Google's blogspot where you can put up a blog. Now, he has run several articles about Roswell slides, and now he has one called Roswell Slides and Stan Friedman, which went up on the 8th of April. I'm going to read a little bit from it because I think it's very important. It's very apt. And I know that Chris and I have ragged on Stanton Friedman for being too accepting of the MJ-12 documents, and he won't change his point of view. So he was asked about Roswell slides. Let me read you the introduction, and I'll read you Stanton Friedman's statement in our next segment. So Kevin says, while many seem to be tired of the Roswell slides nonsense, there has been one additional announcement. Stan Friedman, who now labels himself as the first civilian investigator of Roswell, was invited to participate in the Mexico City extravaganza by Jaime Masson and then Don Schmidt. Friedman, who has remained somewhat silent as the controversy swirled, finally chimed in a well-publicized statement. He wrote, what did he write? I'll tell you in our next segment, okay? But just to let you know, you're listening to Gene and Chris talking shop, and I think it's time to lay our cards on the table about a lot of these very silly things that are going on in the UFO field. And, of course, we ragged on MUFON for being active with this Hangar One TV show, which is ridiculous. It's no more accurate than the House Hunter show, where you have people looking at new homes and 30 minutes they find the one they want to buy. So maybe we should have Hangar One merge with House Hunters, and it'll be Hangar One's House Hunters. Or House Hunting Hangar One. I don't know. Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@WebTV.net. That's MrUFO@WebTV.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Which would you like? Hangar One's House Hunters or House Hunters in Hangar One?
They're Hunters.
Or the Huntress. You know, make it female. Gene Steinberg, Chris O'Brien, Talking Shop, Burnt State, Do Later. As I mentioned during our past segment, Kevin Randall's different perspective ran this article with Stanton Friedman's comments about Roswell Slice. This is what Stan wrote. My first thought was, since I would be asked my views as the first civilian investigator of the Roswell crashed saucer event, he has to give himself a credit, folks, you see, he goes on, it would be nice to have first-hand information. So I read as much as I could. Positive and negative. I have not held copies of the slides. I can find no convincing information that there is any connection between the slides and Roswell. How would an outsider gain access to the real bodies? I have seen no specific data to convince me these are phony, but that doesn't establish a connection to the Roswell events. But I don't want to appear to add legitimacy to my presence in Mexico City in the absence of serious evidence of the slides being what is being claimed they are. Absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. So what can I tell you?
He's not going to hang his hat on something that, you know, the evidence chain, provenance, and all that. There's gaping holes in the whole thing. And the fact that the thing's underneath a glass, you know, in a glass display case sitting on a blanket with a hand, you know, label card. It just doesn't add up. They would not treat something so historically significant and potentially biologically dangerous in such a cavalier manner, number one. And anybody that thinks that there's the slightest possibility that this is real should go to Rick Dyer's School of Bigfoot Hoaxes. And to me, it's ludicrous. And it really makes me scratch my head and wonder why I'm allowing myself to be publicly associated with such a circus, with the label, questionable label of ufology. To me, you know, I people say, well, you're a ufologist, and I correct them. I say, no, I'm not. Don't call me that. That's an insult. So, I'm feeling rather jaded today, Gene, which is, I guess, maybe understandable, maybe not, but this stuff makes me embarrassed to be associated in any way, shape, or form with the field. And we'll see what Brent Sate has to say when he comes on here. But I'm becoming more and more disillusioned as the years go by. I'm becoming more jaded, cynical, and it's wearing me out. How much true believerism is taking over this field, and people wanting all these wonderful sci-fi scenarios to be real without even pretending to have any sort of semblance of discrimination and a sense of discernment. It's ridiculous what passes as reality and true believerism today. It's going downhill fast. There are no brakes on the vehicle. And there's a brick wall at the end of the downward slippery slope. So pass it back over to you there, Gino.
We obviously, we're still in it to win it, to figure out what's really going on and try to come up with some answers, try to find better ways to do research or ways to do research, because that isn't being done. As I wrote in that article for the PowerCast newsletter, no investigations can actually proceed, which actually dates back to the days of NICAP. But NICAP didn't do any investigation. How many books out there about UFOs actually are the results of research and not just copying stories, presenting fascinating stories, campfire stories? Now, I know we've had some guests on the show, like J.C. Johnson, who tells really good campfire stories. It's not that he doesn't have a process where he vets his stories. It's not that he isn't sincere. It's not that the stories aren't true. But that's not the same thing as doing scientific investigation of strange things. And you've got to think, if UFOs are truly representative of a civilization from another planet, certainly we've got to redouble our efforts to figure that out, if that's true. And if it's not true, report that fact. If it's something else, report that fact. But right now we're in a situation where the UFO field is filled with backbiting, flaming, red herrings, vaporware, promises that aren't delivered, requests for disclosure. Now, requests for disclosure, to my point of view, is a cop-out. Because you're saying, well, maybe the government knows the truth. If they tell us the truth, we don't have to do anything. We just have to ask them nicely, or get the right petition, or stage enough public events. And eventually the government will say, okay, sure, they are aliens, and this is the truth, and here's the reason. Ain't going to happen. I think we have the evidence of, what, 60 years to prove that disclosure can't work. Now, maybe the press of outside events may force something to happen like that. Maybe it is if the government is engaged in a gradual disclosure where they slowly dole out information about the possibility of life in outer space, hoping to get us to eventually agree that that life is here. And they're visiting us. That they have water on Mercury and on the moons of Jupiter and Saturn. I don't know. Do you think that disclosure, if it happened, Chris, would be so gradual we wouldn't know?
Well, it makes more sense than some big, you know, announcement by the government. I don't think, again, I've said this many, many times on the Paracast, I don't think the government is in full control of the width and breadth of information about UFOs or about the paranormal in general. I think it's just, you know, it doesn't put votes in the voting box. It doesn't generate campaign funding. So these are issues that are really, you know, not important to your average American politician. And that being the case, I think the government has allowed a lot of this information to be appropriated by the private sector. I think if you could gather all this information together from various sources and put it under one big hangar one, you may have something to disclose, but I don't think in its piecemeal state that there's anything that can be disclosed, really. I think the government knows a lot more than we do on certain levels. That's why they're a lot more confused than we are. I think the more you know about this subject, the more you realize you don't know, and that just creates confusion. And it creates, it kind of forces that ostrich, that proverbial ostrich, to thrust its head even further in the sand and keep that nice little feathered tushy, you know, wiggling in the breeze. And I think that this analogy is appropriate for anyone that wants to discuss the whole topic of the government coming clean about UFOs or disclosing what it knows. The government doesn't know jack. And so maybe we should go ask Jack.
Well, there's a guy named Jack in private industry, and that, of course, raises the bigger question. If there was a secret that the government possessed, would they keep the secret? Would they have to find ways to have that secret pass on from generation to generation, bureaucrat to bureaucrat, or send it all out to private industry because they're just not accountable? Besides, they are funding your election campaign, your re-election campaign. We've got more to come with our Shop Talk episode. Burnt State joins us later on with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack.
Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
I'm jaded. He's frustrated. Gene Steinberg, Chris O'Brien, Shop Talk episode. And I'm not giving up, by the way. Chris is not giving up on research. It's just as if we don't point out the problems with the field now, and we keep that discussion going, things will never, ever get fixed. Things are never going to be fixed. It's just going to be on and on. We'll have the silly flame wars. We'll have all the arguments. We'll have debates over UFO abductions. Now, that's another thing, too, UFO abductions. We've talked about that from time to time. And Chris and I do not believe that hypnotic regression brings out the evidence, although certainly there are various purposes for that, and it has its value in doing examinations by psychologists, psychiatrists, hypnotherapists, etc. But to tell us the truth about UFO abductions, no. If someone believes they've had a abduction, that they were abducted, how does that tell you what the real event is? How does that tell us what the real event is if they remember, consciously or otherwise, being transported through a window, levitated into a spaceship, or waking up in a spaceship, or being taken aboard one? How does that prove what really happened? Chris?
Well, it doesn't. I mean, that's the short answer. This is an area that I've just, because of my own personal experience, I've just stayed away from it. I don't know what to make of it. I know there's something behind at least a percentage of these claims. I think that there is a real phenomenon at the heart of this. I think a lot of personal interpretation, a lot of sort of front-loaded programming that the culture provides individuals who maybe fall within the rubric of the abduction phenomenon. I think that there's a lot of sort of unintentional the details that are being created by the individual, possibly to help them deal with the experience, possibly to help them interpret why they've been selected. There's just so much of it that is intensely personal. That varies from case to case, that it's too inconsistent in many ways, and in other ways, it's too consistent to be real, in my mind, to be taken at face value. This is something just infinitely complex that I don't think enough work has been done on and looking at the effect of these experiences on the individual, as well as the effect of these experiences on the cultures, you know, as a whole. I think too much, it's a forest for the trees type scenario. I think a lot of the details are being supplied by the experiencer and do not accurately reflect the true nature of the experience. That's kind of my bottom line. Again, I don't think these people are making, or some of these people are making this up. I think there are some people that just are totally delusional. There's no doubt in my mind. But for the people that are experiencing these things, I know there's something going on because I personally have experienced something along these lines. So there is something to this, but it is nowhere near what people think it is. And much more work has to be done to really ascertain the width and breadth and depth of this whole phenomenon.
The thing that bothers me is when you try to extrapolate these events. First assume, okay, it's E.T. visiting us, and wait a minute, these people are, in some cases, remember tests being taken of their reproductive systems. Maybe there's a dream of having some kind of relationship with an alien, and they talk about a hybrid race, and then we have some researchers extrapolating this and saying, the aliens are here to create a hybrid race, millions of people have been abducted, and I have to think, even if our DNA is compatible with alien DNA, where they can do some kind of genetic engineering to create this hybrid race, why would they need to kidnap more, and this is kidnapping, more than a few people to accomplish this?
And, you know, what's up with the scoop marks and the implants? I mean, you would think that nanotechnology would be, you know, a state and level of technology that an advanced race would have access to. And you would think that, you know, just a swab with a with a cotton swab on a stick would be suffice for gathering genetic material, just, you know, getting a little bit of saliva. You know, why take, you know, scoop marks out of legs or arms or, you know, forcibly place large invasive objects up nasal cavities or behind ears or... It just doesn't make sense. I mean, the level of medical procedures, the level of technology some of these medical procedures allegedly are exhibiting are medieval sounding. It just, to me, it's all, there's so much of this that smacks of theater and it smacks of just, subterfuge. There's a surreality to all this that doesn't add up. An advanced race would not be employing, I think, degraded levels of technology. It doesn't make sense, Gene. It just totally does not make sense. And anybody that thinks it makes sense needs to have their head examined.
Well, let's not go that far because we have some dedicated people who are researching these things and come to conclusions like this. But again, we're not denigrating the people who have sometimes very frightening experiences. Really screws them up. Something is happening.
But if people think that the level of technology being employed by these so-called aliens, it can be explained away. It doesn't make sense. Our level of technology, if our level of technology was employed by these aliens, they would not need to do such invasive, you know, frightening things to people. I think that the whole idea of the theatricality about this is something that has not been explored enough. And if somebody thinks that if somebody can try to explain to me the rationale for employing medieval levels of technology, it's just go ahead, explain to me why these particular procedures are done with the particular instruments in a particular way. Go ahead, explain to me why this is so and why they can't be less invasive, why they can't be kinder and gentler. Why create such a, you know, a sense of fear and violation and invasion? Whatever is being done, and for whatever rationale, it could be done a lot less violently, a lot less invasively, and it could be done in a way that would be less traumatic and less impactful on the participant. The fact that those kinder and gentler scenarios are not being employed indicates to me that there is a message being sent, and that message has to do with an area of this whole phenomenon that has not been adequately addressed. Let's put it that way.
I think also the wrong questions are sometimes being asked, which is not what are the aliens up to, but what happened to these people? Who are they being contacted by? Can we assume at all that what they see is what they're getting? This is another argument I make about UFOs in general and about these personal encounters. And that is, are we seeing what's really there? Are we seeing something that we can't interpret visually, so we make it up? At what level are we being contacted? Physically? Mentally? A lot of things is going on that we don't understand. And I still think back to the movie Contact, where Jodie Foster plays this radio astronomer who goes on what may or may not have been a trip to another star system, but never physically leaving Earth. And she meets E.T., and E.T. is, of course, a creature from another star system. He's not from Mars or Venus or anything like that. And E.T. comes to her in the form of her father, saying that you would not accept my true appearance, so I'm coming this way to you to communicate with you. Is that what E.T. is doing, or whatever forces behind UFOs?
Yeah, good question.
And we'll have more to talk about in our next segment. Shop Talk with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.